This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Success builds success. One thing leads to another. Those observations describe the positive momentum which is happening in this rural community in central Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Dave Mueller has played a leading role in the resurgence of the town of Tampa in Marion County. Dave grew up on a farm near Tampa. After attending K-State, he worked for a national feed company before coming back to join his father on the farm. Dave raises crops and runs a cow-calf operation on the family farm today. Tampa is a historic community. It was a frequent stop for wagon trains traveling along the Santa Fe Trail. Over time, it experienced the typical struggles of smaller rural Kansas communities, such as declining population and out-migration. By the late 2000s, most of the businesses in downtown Tampa had closed. My aunt and uncle, Butch and Phyllis, had operated Butch's Cafe in Tampa since 1980, Dave said. By 2009, Butch had passed and Aunt Phyllis was wanting to retire. I bought the building so that the cafe could continue to operate, Dave said. Next door to the cafe was an abandoned building. Dave approached that building's owner about purchasing it, but the owner was unwilling to sell. One day, while Dave's crew was replacing the roof on the cafe building, the roof on the abandoned building next door collapsed. At that point, the owner decided that selling it might be a good idea, Dave said. Dave bought the building, gutted it, and rebuilt using some of the same bricks. The cafe then moved into the new, larger building and operates as the Santa Fe Trail Cafe today. It is run by two local people, Pat Dahlke and her daughter Ashley Thornhill. They run it in the same style as Butch and Phyllis, Dave said. It is open for lunch every day except Saturday. There's a chicken fried steak special every Sunday, Dave said. This has been a real staple of the community, he said. The farmers really support it. In keeping with the name and location, the Santa Fe Trail Association provides placemats in the cafe. Another large building downtown housed the post office. That building was owned by an out-of-state owner who chose not to put funds into the maintenance of it. Eventually, the building deteriorated to the point that the post office closed. This building was purchased and renovated also. Ultimately, it came to house a volunteer grocery store. We sold 180 shares at $100 a share, Dave said. Additional fundraising was done to fund store equipment and inventory. Today, the Tampa Trail Stop operates as a not-for-profit, volunteer-led grocery store. The nearest grocery store is 30 miles away, so we wanted to save our older people an hour round trip, Dave said. We're open limited hours, 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and 10 to 1 on Friday and Saturday, he said. The store carries staples such as milk, bread, and canned goods as part of some 3,500 items in inventory. The store also strives to market locally grown products such as honey, fresh produce, and items such as Crable Specialty Meats in McPherson, and Weeby Cheese, which comes from the nearby rural community of Durham, population 89 people. Now that's rural. Tampa Trail Stop works with Dale's Grocery in Hillsboro to source grocery supplies. People tell us what they need, and we carry it, Dave said. The store operates in one quarter of the building downtown. Also located in the building is a hair salon, community center, and a fitness center. For more information, search for Tampa Trail Stop and Santa Fe Trail Cafe on Facebook. Success builds success. One thing leads to another. For Dave Mueller, purchasing the cafe building in Tampa led to purchasing another building, which led to creating more business opportunities and revitalizing the community. We commend Dave Mueller and all the entrepreneurs and volunteers who are making a difference by investing in Tampa. And there's more. Unlike most of rural Kansas, the average age in Tampa is moving younger, not older. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.